I'd like to invite Judy Murphy if she would come and onto the platform, and we're just going to have a little conversation in front of all of you and try to catch up with Judy on some of the latest. Spent part of the afternoon trying to be on top of what is happening in the Gulf right now. As many of you know, the Republican National Convention has deferred all the political content of their convention off and is tomorrow just doing the bare legally mandated necessities to fulfill a process to select a presidential and vice presidential nominee. And because of what's going on in the Gulf, I've heard stories of the storm surge coming in at a different angle to New Orleans this time and a lot more rain, and so there may be a lot more wind damage and a lot more flooding possibly than before in the New Orleans area. And nearly 2 million, 1.9 million people already evacuated. I think Katrina put us all on high alert. We are praying that this will all come to nothing, that it'll whimper out. But we also want to be ready. Should we need to be ready to help? And I'm going to be asking Pastor Lorelei to come in a few minutes and lead us in prayer, that God will spare us from in our nation from the loss of needless loss of life. But Judy works for Convoy of Hope. And Judy, can you explain to us what your primary role is, especially at moments like this?
There isn't a good word for it, but my boss calls it air traffic control. Basically, everybody else leaves, and I stay in the office and try to keep everybody going. So I manage the volunteers in the office. I track the weather. I've spent the last 12 days watching Gustav. And then I'm also responsible for helping get the product loaded to the trucks and sent to the right places, and coordinating. I take the calls from the victims who are calling and asking for help, and the pastors who want us to come and do stuff with them. So there's a lot of things, so we just call it air traffic control.
Yeah, so our own Judy Murphy here is really point person for disaster response here in the U.S. and other places, but just the U.S. And I'm told that she has access to weather reports and weather prediction things that most of us don't have access to. And so if you want to know what's really going on, right there.
There are people who call me don't know what the weather is going to be.
That's right. Judy, what are we expecting the next few days, barring a miracle, and what is Convoy doing right now?
Right now, Gustav is a Category 3. And the predictions change every time they put out a new map as to where it's going to hit and how strong it's going to be. But general consensus is central Louisiana, of the central coast of Louisiana. They're saying 3 or 4. I did not realize this. I started working for Convoy in the middle of Katrina, and I didn't know this until yesterday that Katrina was a 3. I thought it had been a 5 for all the damage it did. So they're saying 3 or 4, and we're believing for a lot less than that. But what Pastor's talking about with the concerns about the weather is the eye of the storm coming in at the center of the coast means that New Orleans and some of those heavily populated areas are going to be in what they call the northeast quadrant, which means that as the winds are circulating around that eye, that side of the hurricane is going to have the water, the winds pushing from the south into the north and pushing the storm surge up into the New Orleans area. And that's a significant concern because of flooding issues, especially with a somewhat weakened levee system. Storm surge is one of our greater concerns. Of course, because trees and roofs are somewhat weakened because of Katrina, and they haven't really recovered. There's also structured concerns and concerns about downed trees and things like that. Convoy of Hope, we've been monitoring and preparing this entire week, and in about 2 hours, the team that I work with are leaving. They're rolling out tonight at about 8:30, and they will drive as far in as Jackson, Mississippi tonight, and then wait for the storm to come ashore. And then as soon as, we like to say, before the wind stops blowing, they'll be pushing in as far as they can to the coast and setting up what we call a pod or point of distribution to immediately begin giving water and ice. Those are the first two things that we always try to get on the ground. Those are the basic needs. And then later, as we see what the needs are, we'll bring in ready-to-eat foods, baby goods, hygiene items. We don't stay on the ground longer than the stores start to open. We don't necessarily want to be the next Walmart. We're just there to provide the needs until they can be met through the local resources, because being able to get their economy up and running is important also. So we're not going to prolong our stay more than we have to, but we are going to provide for the physical needs. And by doing that, we often have opportunity to meet spiritual needs in the process of that.
We are just beginning to lay the groundwork for a team, if needed, going in the next 2 weeks from Central. And if you would have interest in that, don't call Judy, but call the church this week. And we would be interested in seeing who of you might be able to go on a team if we need it sometime between the end of this week, towards the end of this week, into next week, or sometime in the next 2 weeks. And we would be working with Convoy. We need a fairly self-contained situation, right?
Yeah, we ask all teams to be fully self-contained, meaning that they can handle their own shelter, food, and transportation. You can't count on hotels being open. If they are, they're probably full of evacuees, and a lot of times they're not because they've suffered their own damage. You can't expect McDonald's to be open, and so you got to come prepared to handle all your own self. If you can't handle the heat, this is not a good situation for you. But what they do is a point of distribution is basically a drive-through. Cars just come through. We do 1,000 to 3,000 cars in a day, and we're just putting ice and water and whatever else we have in the car. And then, as I said before, sometimes there are apparent opportunities where we will pull a car aside and we'll take the time to minister to them as the Spirit leads us to do that.
Good. So this would be RVs with tents maybe around and cooks and people to do the manual labor distribution and being there on site and serving however as needed. Anything else you want to share with us, Judy?
I will say this. I'll say two things. One is sometimes people want to know why the church should be involved in this kind of thing. And we have this book that Convoy used to hand out when people were doing outreaches. It's called The Externally Focused Church. One of my favorite quotes in that book is, there is one way to God, and that is through Jesus, but there are 1,000 ways to Jesus. And this is one of those opportunities to open an opportunity for people to meet Jesus. And another thing I would just tell you about Convoy is, you know, we are meeting physical and spiritual needs. That is our mission. Sometimes people think we're just handing out ice and water, and that's not what we're doing. But this is an opportunity for us to really open that door.
Excellent. Laura Lee, can you come up? I'd like you to stay up here for a minute while Laura Lee leads us in prayer. And I'd like any of you to stand here. You work for Convoy of Hope or AG Relief or any other relief organization that might be affected. Could you stand as well if you're here? All right, we're going to pray for you on behalf of everybody else, all right? And thank you. I know this is a sacrifice for Judy to break away to be with us tonight. She's been working all day, and bless her heart. Let's pray.
Okay, join me in prayer. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name, and first we ask you to calm the storm.
Yes,
Jesus, we call upon you because you are able and you have done so before.
Yes.
And so humbly and yet boldly, we ask you, Jesus, to calm the storm. And we give you thanks, oh God, because you are able. Thank you.
Yes,
and Father, we pray for the protection of the citizens of Louisiana.
Amen.
Father, we pray for the protection of life. We pray for the protection of homes. We pray for the protection of churches.
Yes, Lord.
Oh Lord, let your hand rest upon them and be a shield about them, we ask in Jesus' name. And Father, we make ourselves available. Whatever you would ask of us to do, Lord, right now we say, here we are. We're willing, we're able. Father, use us. And Lord, we pray for the strength, Lord, for this Convoy team, for all the various relief workers who may be called into action, Lord Jesus. Equip them in every way. Father, anoint our Convoy team. Although they do provide immediately relief and water and shelter and food, Lord, how we pray that you will orchestrate those divine appointments, Lord, where your Holy Spirit will reach out and touch lives for Christ. Oh, Lord, we just give this whole situation to you and make ourselves available to you as well. Jesus, we love you and we trust you. We pray these things in the strong name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Okay, one more thing we'll share.
I should have mentioned this earlier. Even if you can't go on the ground, There are opportunities here in Springfield for you if you want to volunteer. We need people in the office. There are 6 people on our disaster response staff for everything that we do, and everything else we do, we rely on volunteers. So if you're good with a computer or you are pleasant to talk to on the phone, call our office this week, and we would be happy to use you.
Good word, Judy. Thank you so much. Let's express our appreciation to Judy Murphy. Judy has a great heart. She also helps to coordinate our Adopt-A-Block. She's working with us on our Adopt-A-Block ministry, really expanding that here into our community and so many other ways. I'd like just to, I've asked the ushers if they would be ready. We'd like to just receive just an offering tonight. If you're not ready to give, obviously you can designate a gift to disaster relief next Sunday when you come, or this Wednesday night in the offerings in our various meetings. But we would like to give you an opportunity to respond financially, and they are, at least Convoy has expenses staging. Hopefully nothing will come of this, but they are even the expense of being ready for this. And if there is a major disaster and we send a team, we'd like some of these funds to be available, because if we send a team down there, we'd like to be able to cover everybody's expenses for that week. So this is an opportunity to give if you would like tonight and if you're ready. Just while I give you a moment to, I see some of you reaching to get things, and so just while we have a moment, let me just walk through with you a little bit into this month on Sunday mornings. 2 weeks from this morning, it's going to be our big celebration Sunday. We're going to be full of booths in the lobby, and we'll be unfolding all our new small groups and our ministries for the fall. It's always a great day. Our celebration Sunday, you have a new ministry catalog for the fall semester that day. And we'll have some water baptisms in the morning service. We're going to have a powerful service. We'd like to invite you, have you invite your friends. I'll be sharing a message that'll be very, very oriented and I think accessible to people who you might invite to church. And then invite them to stay and eat with you afterwards, because right after service in Grant Beach, we're going to have our church picnic. It'll be a little bit casual that day. You can dress sort of more casually that day to church if you like. And whatever you'd like to wear to the picnic, because we won't be going home and coming back later in the afternoon. We thought many more people could come and be a part of it, and maybe your friends. You might want to invite them to church that don't normally go to a church, and then come and enjoy a picnic with you after. It's going to be a great celebrative day. Then the following weekend, Cy Rogers is going to be with us all weekend. Remember Cy spoke for us last year? He's a specialist in pastoral care concerning sexual issues in our lives, in the church, in our culture. And he is going to be doing a seminar here in the Multipurpose Hall on Saturday. That's 3 weeks from yesterday. Saturday, this is the third weekend of September, and from 9 to 1. And invite you, if you're a leader, if you're a parent, if you whatever, you won't want to miss this incredible seminar. And then he'll speak for us. We'll have 2 great services. Sunday morning, he'll speak in both of those. And then Sunday night, he'll speak and take about 45 minutes to answer questions on anything you may want to ask related to sexuality and sexual issues and Christianity. We're trying once a year to deal with the issue of sexuality. Sometimes we've done it more narrowly with pornography, but this is going to be broader this year. We wanted to introduce you to Cy last year. He is an absolutely phenomenal communicator, and so be praying about that and be getting ready. You want to come to the Saturday morning seminar and then the workshop and then our Sunday services. All right? Good. I'd like to invite the ushers, if you would come, please, and we'll just have a word of prayer over our offering. And then we'll turn to God's word this morning. Tonight. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for this great day. We thank you for the opportunity to give. We do pray. We agree with the prayers that we have just uttered and give you praise that you're able to ease the destruction. And yet we want to be ready and we want to assist Convoy as they are trying to be ready. And so we pray you'll bless this offering to help those who are helping and to meet needs in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.